AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The investigation into the Paris attacks has stretched into Turkey, where police have arrested three people, including a young Belgian man who is believed to have had contact with those who killed 130 people and left hundreds more hospitalized. Three other people have been taken into custody in Belgium. Officials say several weapons were found in the search of the home of one of those three suspects. AP's Angela Charlton reports Belgium has also gone on its highest state of alert.
Belgium's government held an emergency security meeting this morning. They are holding another one later in the day. They're urging people to avoid large gatherings, shopping districts, etc., in Brussels, until the risk of this threat is more clear.
President Obama, now attending the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur, has denounced the hotel attack in Mali in West Africa, in which 20 people were killed. Mark Smith has more.
The president says just as militants did a week ago in Paris, the gunmen in Mali slaughtered innocents.
And once again, this barbarity only stiffens our resolve to meet this challenge.
He says America and its allies will be relentless in bringing those behind this attack and others like it to justice.
We'll continue to root out terrorist networks. We will not allow these killers to have a safe haven.
Speaking to a business audience in Malaysia, Obama noted many of the victims had come to Mali to help bring peace to the strife-torn former French colony, and said America will stand with Malians as they work to build a democratic future. Mark Smith, Washington.
An early season snowstorm has brought a foot and a half of snow to parts of South Dakota and Iowa. It's now headed to the east. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bruce Terry.
We're expecting generally 4 to 6 inches. Through Illinois and Indiana, 6 to 8 inches, maybe some 10-inch amounts in Michigan.
Civil rights leaders joined with protesters in Minneapolis demanding the release of videos of the shooting of a black man by police about a week ago. This is AP Radio News. Federal officials are expected to announce sometime later today recommendations for the registration of drones.
The FAA is hoping to create what they call a culture of responsibility. They think if people have to register their drones and give them an identification number, that they'll take more care not to fly where they shouldn't fly.
The drones include those that could weigh as little as a half pound. FAA is hoping to have the new registration procedures in place by the end of the year. Ford workers narrowly approve a new 4-year union contract, wrapping up 5 months of negotiations between United Auto Workers and Detroit automakers. Ford is the last of the car companies to reach a deal. The contract raises wages for all workers and gradually eliminates a 2-tier system, which currently paid newer workers less than veteran ones. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.